a history of mental illness, and maybe he needs some psychological help.
Maybe. I think it's pretty well known he does. We knew that when he first arrived in WCW. And now his spiral downward has caused this.
Blockless.
Now Mickey James imploring him to get on here.
When I was a child.
Yesterday.
They don't really care about your childhood, as you can hear.
Just like Judy Bagwell, my mom used to tell me where to go, what to do, and when to do it. Well, I'm an adult now, and WCW is not going to tell me when to wrestle or who I have to wrestle or how I have to do it. So you can just have this match without me. Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Refusing to perform. Refusing to wrestle.
What are you doing?
What's wrong with you?
Please, I'm begging you. Nobody in WCW gets more airtime without wrestling than you. So I'm begging you, please wrestle this match. Snap out of it, Raven. Raven, come on, I'm begging you, wrestle.
Well, I'll tell you what, Raven. If you're not going to wrestle this match, well, then I'm going to get my stick in. More bogey time for me.
He walked away from it. Can you believe it? And Wrath wants Raven.
He just can't predict Raven's mindset from week to week.
As you know, Canyon is keeping it real in the 90s, and he's doing it with the question. So even though I'm supposed to wrestle Glacier in the next segment, since Raven took it upon himself to decide he's not going to wrestle, well, then I'm going to get the question in. So what I have to ask all you world-class Wichita Wussies is... who's better than Canyon?
No! Down, back. The big man just leveled him that time.